This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CNN announced Tuesday they have suspended opinion host Chris Cuomo indefinitely. The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's sexual assault allegations from nearly a dozen women. Chris's brother was the former governor of New York State. Chris on Sirius XM hours before he was let go by the opinionated network.
I did not want him to resign in the beginning because I believed him. Leave the women alone and let due process take care of the situation. When there wasn't going to be due process and his party was against him, and obviously the Republicans weren't going to help him, then he had no choice because he couldn't do the work of the state anymore.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The 1973 law Roe v. Wade established a constitutional right to abortions. States are attempting to save the lives of voiceless children. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A high school sophomore at Oxford High School in Michigan went on a rampage Tuesday.
News of the deadly school shooting 40 miles north of Detroit broke just as President Biden was preparing to discuss other issues with reporters at the White House. He said of the incident,
"My heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one."
Police say a 15-year-old suspect who was a student at Oxford High School opened fire on his classmates, killing three teens, two girls and a boy, and there are seven students still being treated. Three are in critical condition. A teacher who was wounded has been released from the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball could be headed to its first work stoppage in 26 years after a pair of brief negotiating sessions Tuesday went nowhere in Irving, Texas. The sport's five-year collective bargaining agreement expires at midnight tonight, and management is expected to follow with a lockout of the Major League Baseball Players Association. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden could repeat history by refusing to take action if Russian President Vladimir Putin takes aggressive action against Ukraine. Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax Tuesday.
I mean, this is just a pattern that this administration has. You know, occasionally you hear words that there's going to be consequences. What are they? From Jen Psaki basically just circling back and making just words. The disturbing part about this is, where's the Secretary of State Blinken? You know, when Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State, he gave daily briefings. The only ones we've heard anything from has definitely not been from him.
Right.
It's been from the M16, Mr. Moore, who gives an update, but it should be from the Secretary of State. But I think it's probably just more of the same, and Russia knows this, and that's the sad part about it. It is worst case, but it's something we can't sit back. I mean, talk to Jack King, who's got definite ideas about this. He's boots on the ground in the past, and he's got an excellent thoughts on what to do. But doing nothing is not an option. That it just gives a green light to other countries who are going to do the same thing that China appears is going to do with Taiwan and Russia with Ukraine. And it's a toothless tiger that this administration is projecting. And, you know, we're dealing with countries that do not like America and countries that will take over anything they can if we don't respond.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Stephen Williford is going to be joining us. He's spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. You might remember the name. He's been on with us before. He became known across America as the guy, the good guy with a gun, who intervened in a deadly mass shooting incident on November the 5th of 2017 that took place at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And Stephen joins us now. Stephen, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. That's great. Great to be on.
Well, I want to talk about this hysteria that's being ginned up by Beto O'Rourke and those that want to restrict our Second Amendment right, if not just do away with it altogether, is that they're really targeting the NRA and saying, look, if they want to get rid of the NRA, but little do they know, you know, there are plenty of groups that support, you know, gun rights. And so even if the NRA is to go away, you know, the fight for our Second Amendment right is not going to go away.
I'm actually being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. And just so your listeners know, Second Amendment Foundation has been fighting several cases all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we have been winning. And that's a big deal. The NRA lately has been slowed down by lawsuits and things that are going on, and they're trying to move to Texas and whatever, but the Second Amendment Foundation is stronger than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. So if the NRA were to fall, it would be taken the place by groups like Second Amendment Foundation and the GOA. I don't know if your audience...
Yes, Gun Owners of America, sure. Yeah, Brent.
GOA is a powerful mm-hmm. group, and GOA claims to be the only no compromise group. Mm-hmm. And so there's other groups that are rising up to the occasion and taking on the battle when mm-hmm. the big bad NRA, as the left likes to call them, is faltering in some ways. The mantle is being picked up by other groups and being carried forward. And I don't think the left understands that if they take down the NRA, I truly believe that these other groups are going to come back even more strong than the NRA, you know, because there's multiple other groups. And please, if your listeners aren't signed up, sign up to the Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. Because we are carrying the heavy weight, and right now the NRA is faltering in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe the NRA is still the 900-pound gorilla in the room, mm-hmm. but they are being attacked by all sides and stuff, and they need to be shored up. But meanwhile, we need to continue the fight through organizations like Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org.
Well, that's Second Amendment, Second Amendment Patriots, Stephen, to your point, is greater than the NRA. The NRA happens to be a focus, and that's where people have supported, you know, for a long time, you know, the interest of gun ownership. And yes, the powers to be are coming after the NRA. But, you know, look what's happening. I mean, gun ownership, it seems like whenever the Democrats are in charge, gun ownership goes up exponentially. Look at how many FBI clearances have just, you know, have been going through just in the last month. I mean, people understand reasonably that their security is at risk and they can no longer trust this government that wants to defund police to protect them.
I was just about to bring up the fact that on Black Friday alone, they had over 178,556 background checks that went through on Black Friday alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so what is
that's supposed to be a new record.
Mm-hmm.
And the left needs to think about that for a moment. There are more people buying guns today than ever before. 2021 is now set up to be the second highest number of firearms ever sold in the United States. Only beat by 2020.
Wow.
So more people and new gun owners are going out there and buying guns. And why is this? Because we're letting criminals and don't get me wrong, because they tried to put this on Trump. He said they tried to say that he was saying all the people that are coming across the border are criminals. And he wasn't saying that all of them were bad, but all of them are criminals coming across the border because they're breaking our laws to get here.
Right.
And
exactly.
So many of them coming across the border have said that they would do the drug cartel's bidding on this side of the border as passage to this side of the border. So,
and we know that that's a fact, and that's a fact. That's reality, Steve, and that's what is going on right now. This has been a human resources boon for the cartels. This has been an incredible windfall profit for them because, you know, they're getting anywhere from $4,000, $12,000 a head for each person that goes across the Rio Grande and crosses into the United States illegally, and they've got them pinned down. They know where they came from, they know their families, and they've got to pay up under threat that if they don't pay up, then they're going to go back to their hometowns and visit their parents and families.
Exactly. So with the rioting and the looting in all over this nation, where they come in at 50 or 50 plus and they smash and grab things and high-end stores and Home Depots and stuff, and they just go in and force, and they smash, and they grab, and they carry out whatever they want with no ability to stop them. People
exactly
understand that we are our own first responders. We have to take care of ourselves, and at some point we have to take care of the businesses and stuff. And this is what they're trying. You know, they tried to stop it with Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, he shouldn't have been there. And well, you know, if the police are overwhelmed, at some point it is upon us, the civilians, to bring back to civilization. You know, and at some point.
Well, and this is why our founding fathers put into our Constitution the Second Amendment so that we could defend ourselves. And the thing is, you know, they're half right. Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been there. if the elected officials had done their job, it wouldn't have been necessary for Kyle Rittenhouse to be there. He could have been there anyway, just cleaning up walls and cleaning up graffiti like he was doing, but he wouldn't have had to be involved with an AR or doing anything that would, you know, further, you know, that would put him in a position to where he, as a 17-year-old, was protecting property that is the responsibility of our elected officials and our police force, but they were told to stand down. And this is how, why you got what it had. And to me, no doubt the Second Amendment was on trial, but I believe the other part of who should have been on trial were these elected officials for dereliction of duty. We've got more from Stephen Williford on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Never had, never will, my God.
This is why we have the hope that we have, is because our God is still the same. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Stephen Williford, a good man with a gun, continues with us. You know, we were mentioning Kyle Rittenhouse, Stephen, and there was so much to be drawn on so many levels. The Second Amendment, also the proper use of a gun, even though you have an attorney, a prosecutor, who mishandles the weapon, points the gun at the jury box, puts his finger on the trigger. I mean, see, what he represented is what the left perceive of American gun owners, that they're that irresponsible, that they don't even understand the nuance. They think that anybody who gets their hands on a gun will do exactly what that prosecutor did. And that's the furthest from the truth, because the majority of gun owners, and I would say the high majority of gun owners, understand the responsibility. I mean, you have young kids who grow up with guns. They are trained on how to, they're trained about gun safety, how to properly handle a gun. Even a 6 or 7 year old would have winced to see that prosecutor, a grown man and attorney, mishandle that AR in a courtroom in the manner in which we did, and in the manner in which he did. And so this is just a case in point that people need to understand en masse, is the level of responsibility of gun owners is at such a level, and that unless you've gone through a gun safety class, unless you yourself are a gun owner, and with all these increased numbers of gun owners and lots of new gun owners, as evidence, as you say, in this background check, just on Black Friday alone, we would, as a caution, remind everybody, if this is the first time that you're getting a gun, you make sure you're trained. Make sure you get into a safety class. Right, Stephen?
Absolutely. I truly believe that the Second Amendment applies to everyone. But along with that great freedom comes responsibility. And if you don't know what you're doing, and don't be that redneck and says, oh, my dad had guns, I know what I'm doing. Be the person that goes out there and truly, I've been an instructor for years. I've been in competition shooting and things like that most of my adult life. And yet, I'm offered a new class here and there sometimes. Law enforcement department offered me a new class not long ago, and I went to go take it, you know? Mm-hmm. And someone says, do you really need that? And it's like, man, when I start thinking I'm arrogant enough that I don't need it, that's when I become a danger.
Yes.
You know, even the best person with a gun can be trained something new. And can become better. And that's why I was equipped that day as the attitude, that I want to learn everything I can. And know that when you get into a dangerous situation, you are still responsible for every bullet that comes out of that gun, no matter what the intent of it was. You are still responsible. There was a police officer at the Trader Joe's incident, and the guy had shot his mother and killed his mother, and he ran into a Trader Joe's. The police chased him into the Trader Joe's, and a police officer shot at the bad guy. And his intent was to stop him from killing anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the bad guy and killed, I think it was an 18-year-old young lady that worked for Trader Joe's. He can't take that bullet back.
Right.
So understand that there is a responsibility when you are going into a heated situation with a gun. Kyle Rittenhouse was amazing. The fact that the guy with the Glock was going to shoot Kyle with a Glock, and he shot him, he hit him in the arm and took the fight out of him. And even though the guy still held the Glock in his hand, Kyle quit firing at him. I'm not so sure that I would have. I might have shot him again because he still had a gun in his hand. Mm-hmm. But he showed amazing restraint that he didn't shoot the guy again.
Yeah, that was the thing that was most amazing. And by the grace of God, where he shot the man with the gun in his arm, it froze his arm to where he couldn't function. It was like his hand was frozen around the weapon. But, you know, how do you make that decision that... Yes, exactly.
He absolutely did not know that. And as far as I would have perceived him still to be a threat, and I probably would have shot him again, but Kyle showed amazing restraint. He didn't shoot anyone that wasn't attacking him. Mm-hmm. You know, and the prosecutor, how ridiculous, you know, was talking about the guy with the skateboard. He said he didn't have a deadly weapon. He didn't have a gun, a knife, a chain, or a bat. And Kyle said, he hit me twice with a skateboard. And the prosecutor said, but a skateboard isn't a deadly weapon. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what he would have thought if he would have got whacked a couple of times with a skateboard. Kyle said, he hit me twice with a skateboard. But that's not a deadly weapon. Excuse me. Let me whack you a couple of times with a skateboard, my choice of where to hit you, and then you can decide whether it's a deadly weapon or not.
Well, that's the same kind of thinking, Stephen, like what happened in L.A. During the Watts riots when Reginald Denning, who was the truck driver, at, close range, the guy throws a brick at his head. And the guy got off with a very minor, I thought, what he did, that was assault with, it wasn't a gun, but a brick at somebody's head. What did you think you were going to do, with that? You were looking to take that guy out. And, and it's absurd, but it's that kind of silly thinking that comes, that comes to that point to say, oh, well, it wasn't as bad could have been. But, when you see the kid with the skateboard swinging the skateboard, it wasn't like he was just trying to tap him on the head or just, knock him down or anything. I mean, he was looking to take him out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, this is something real important for your audience to understand and to know. A gun isn't a weapon. A firearm is not a weapon. Okay, your car can be a weapon, a chain can be a weapon, a baseball bat can be a weapon, a pencil can be a weapon if used that way. On my safe, where I keep all my guns, I have a sticker that says, caution, precision paper punching equipment inside. And so that's what most of my guns are. It's precision paper punching equipment. They aren't deadly weapons unless used as a deadly weapon.
Exactly. And that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea too, Stephen, about assault rifles. They want to say that an AR is an assault rifle. It's a weapon of war. I go, you're not going to use an AR in wartime. You're going to want something with more precision and more power than an AR, aren't you? I mean, to say that it's an assault rifle.
I'm going to tell you, an AR is a very precise gun. It's a very precision gun. World records have been set with AR-style guns, but it doesn't have a selector switch. It's not something that you would take into battle. As a matter of fact, most of the ARs that are precision would jam up in battle circumstances because they're made to tighter tolerance than a military-style gun. A military-style gun with a selector switch is made with loose enough tolerances where they will fire full automatic, and it doesn't matter how much you foul them or anything, they still continue to fire. And it's made for if you're being overrun. And usually, the military itself even realized that full automatic isn't necessarily a good advantage. There are squad rifles that are full automatic, but most of them now have a three-round burst.
Yeah, we gotta leave it there. Thank you for being with us. Stephen Williford, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
CNN announced Tuesday they have suspended opinion host Chris Cuomo indefinitely. The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's sexual assault allegations from nearly a dozen women. Chris's brother was the former governor of New York State. Chris on SiriusXM hours before he was let go by the opinionated network.
I did not want him to resign in the beginning because I believed him. Leave the women alone and let due process take care of the situation. When there wasn't going to be due process and his party was against him, and obviously the Republicans weren't going to help him, then he had no choice because he couldn't do the work of the state anymore.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The 1973 law Roe v. Wade established a constitutional right to abortions. States are attempting to save the lives of voiceless children. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, look, it's that time of year, right? You're making a list, checking it twice. Yeah, well, you may run out of creative ideas this holiday season, but fret you none, because joining us today is Stevie Thompson, a retail brand expert from Whataburger, who's here to share some new and unique Whataburger gift options that are sure to create all sorts of smiles. Stevie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about these new holiday items that Whataburger is offering this season.
Yes, Whataburger loves to offer fun and creative retail items. This year we have our sweater. It's a new holiday sweater design featuring Santa in his sleigh gliding over a Whataburger. We also have our matching sock set, which is festive and perfect for everyone to kind of show off your crazy socks or your fun Christmas sweater. We've also added some new pajamas and loungewear options for the entire family. We kind of have something for everyone.
Well, you know, it's amazing. And then, again, while you're there, then, of course, you can pick up lunch or dinner, too, at Whataburger, right? I mean, you got it all surrounded right now.
Well, of course. You have to wear your sweater and socks to Whataburger when you go.
Yeah, it's all part of the wonderful holiday theme. Well, let's talk about some holiday home decor items. What else do you got there?
We have some great new stuff for your home or your office. We have a new yard inflatable, which is a snowman standing over 7 feet tall. He's holding our iconic pole sign. You've got to direct Santa to his favorite house. We have a new collectible ornament, which is a vintage orange Whataburger truck carrying your large fries in the bed. And then we have a Whataburger-themed snow globe. We've got something to celebrate the season of Christmas and Whataburger.
Well, Stevie, this is something that is long time in the making. I mean, this isn't like you woke up a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, let's just put this together. I mean, what kind of planning goes into, you know, an event like this special holiday gift ideas that are being offered at Whataburger?
Oh, Bill, we are starting on next year already. It takes our team an entire year to kind of plan through and kind of get where we're going to go with this. And then, of course, you know, we have supply chain going on this year, but we've got everything ready for you.
Wow. So no problem with the supply chain at Whataburger. So, you know, I mean, the ideas, the gift ideas that you have, I mean, it's a real surprise for people who probably stop in and go, hey, look, I'm going to get a burger here. I'm going to get lunch or dinner. And all of a sudden you've got all these other retail opportunities for them. So talk about one-stop shopping, right?
Yep. While you're waiting for your burger, you can go online to whatastore.com and order all of your perfect Christmas gifts.
Now, this idea of you offering holiday items at Whataburger, how did this idea come about, Stevie?
You know, we have always had our fans that love getting their favorite Whataburger swag at our, you know, events out in the communities, and people were writing in wanting more, so there we started. We've kind of got something for everyone.
Well, that's awesome. So what other items can our listeners pick up for others on their shopping list there at Whataburger?
Yeah, so we've got something for everyone. We've got some new sleep shorts for ladies, and we've got some jogger sweatpants that go perfectly with our co-branded Tumbleweed Textiles t-shirts. We've got some holiday-themed tees as well as some year-round for mom and dad. You can also quench your thirst with our Whataburger co-branded Yetis. We've really got something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the theme. But in terms of bestsellers, any surprises that you're projecting that people are going to be really surprised to see as they check out the offerings there?
We have our Whataburger branded Yeti, which is like our iconic restaurant cup. So it's got the orange and white stripes. That is continuously a fan favorite. We have James Avery Tarn for, you know, the little Whataburger lovers in your life. We have socks for everyone. You know, there's really, we kind of cover the board on what, you know, what you can buy for your gift giving.
Well, she's a retail brand expert with Whataburger. We're talking with Stevie Thompson, and boy, they got so much to offer there. This is incredible, she says. You know, boy, whatever's on, and whoever's on your shopping list, Whataburger's got something for them. And of course, there's always plenty of gift certificates because last time I checked, you know, after Christmas and everything, people still want a burger, whether it's New Year's or on the springtime. Right, so gift certificates can come in handy.
Yep, you can also buy your gift cards at whatastore.com. You can also get those in your local Whataburger.
Now, what about shopping tips for this year? What are you recommending, Stevie?
Bill, I would recommend that you order as soon as you can. We are recommending people order by December 10th to make sure that you've got your Whataburger gifts under the tree for Christmas morning. We also order free shipping on all orders under over $100. So as long as you go to whatastore.com, we can get you covered.
And again, that's where you can go for your purchase of a Whataburger holiday gifts. Again, that website, Stevie.
Yes, it's whatastore.com.
Whatastore.com. That's where you want to go. Stevie Thompson has been our guest, a retail brand expert, and she's the retail brand manager with Whataburger. Stevie, have a great holiday, and thank you so much. And tell the team, great job with this. I mean, you guys are doing everything you can to make shopping easy, and no disruption in the chain process. We've got plenty of product, but as you say, get your order in early by the 10th of December to make sure it's there on Christmas Day, right?
Yes, Bill. Make sure that you order from whatastore.com by December 10th to get all your gifts under the tree. Thank you so much for having us.
I'll tell you, Whatastore's got a lot of stuff. I mean, that's great. We're grateful for Stevie to drop in and tell us all about it. Coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to have Terry Beatley. It's been a while since we've connected with her, a pro-life advocate, author, and national speaker. Terry, as you'll recall, you know, had a relationship with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, America's abortion king, and she's there in D.C. right now with the throngs of people who are letting the Supreme Court know of their heart's desire to choose life, as the Supreme Court is hearing this this incredible case. They're hearing oral arguments on the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Many speculate that this case could overturn Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision which made abortion legal in all 50 states. The bottom line is that what will happen. I mean, some people are thinking, well, this is going to do away with Roe v. Wade altogether. Not necessarily. What this will do is return the you know, the legal process back to the states instead of it being handled federally. I mean, this is, you know, some refer to it, even former President Barack Obama said it was law. It's not law. This was a decision by the Supreme Court. And what is a great, a sincere possibility here is that the Supreme Court will turn this back to where it belongs, and that's back to the individual states themselves. It's interesting to hear some of the old narratives coming back. Last night, I almost jumped in the middle of my television set when a gal had used the old argument that, he says, well, women are going to be back in the alleys and with coat hangers, you know, doing abortion. This is what she was afraid that this would return to. Look, it wasn't even happening, you know, in 1973. And yet this is all part of the scare tactics that they present, that women were doing this. What they don't want to talk about is the women who have been mangled physically and emotionally over abortion. You know, if you heard that interview yesterday with Alan Parker, the attorney, he's representing over 2,300 women who have had, you know, terrible effects, physical effects as a result of an abortion. And they don't want to talk about that. This is one attorney. We're talking many other attorneys across the country that are representing thousands of women that, you know, whose lives have been altered physically as a result of a botched abortion. And this is why this organic movement is taking place and why it's coming to a head today and why oral arguments are before the Supreme Court. We pray, we fast, we look for God's guidance, and Terry Beatley will be here to tell us more about what's going on here. And this is quite the movement that is taking place there in Washington, D.C. before the Supreme Court. Stay tuned.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Terry Beatley is joining us up from Washington, D.C. Terry is the founder of Hosea Initiative, and she read Dr. Bernard Nathanson's Never Seen Before Resignation Letter submitted to NARAL on January the 22nd, 1975, on the second anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Terry, always good to have you with us. How are you doing there? It's got to be real exciting. We're seeing, you know, footage here live on television of this groundswell, this organic response to this these hearings by the Supreme Court.
Well, as far as I can tell, there are many more pro-lifers out here than on the other side, and for that, I am grateful. You know, decades of hard work of thousands of people who are upholding the dignity of human life, you know, at least right now, it's paying off. So,
yes.
It was a rare opportunity. Yep.
Well, Terry, you know, we've been saying all along, and you and I, even the many times we talked before, is we saw this groundswell, this organic effect that's taken place based on experience, true life experience of the effects of Roe v. Wade since 1973, botched abortions, the psychological damage, suicides that have all resulted because of this this decision, not a law, but a decision by the Supreme Court. And maybe today and what's happening right now could go a long way in, you know, righting a wrong that has been perpetrated upon women and, dare I say, increasing numbers of men who are realizing that they have participated in this horrific, horrific Holocaust.
Well, I agree with you, and it's all based, the entire industry is based on lies and deception. In fact, you know, the co-founder of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, you know, the first and most powerful pro-abortion political action organization, when he resigned from NARAL, in his resignation letter, he wrote, "The judgments of the Supreme Court were never meant to be infallible or eternal. And what if we've been wrong? If the court should soon reverse itself in the light of changing times and or new scientific evidence, what an incalculable injustice will have been perpetrated. What an immeasurable, irretrievable loss will have been suffered."
Exactly. Well, and that was the title of and that was the title of your book, you know. What if we've been wrong? You asked a poignant question that was brought on by years of experience in talking to people who experienced abortion, who will carry the pain of the realization that they had been lied to, they bought into the lie, and their child is no more. And until the day they die, that will ache in their hearts forever.
Absolutely. And I think for your listeners to understand, that Roe and Doe need to be overturned, so it pushes the decision back to the states. Let the people decide instead of nine justices sitting up here in Washington, D.C. And when you look back in time, and by the way, this is an appendix in my book written by Alan Parker, the attorney who represented Roe when she tried to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision in 2003. There were six erroneous assumptions that the court made back in 1973. Can I go through just in summary what these 6 points are?
Yeah, go ahead, because we talked to Alan Parker yesterday. So this is excellent. This is a great tie-in. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, and again, maybe it's just like a brief overview then. Number one, we can't know what a human...
Did we lose her? Okay. Let's see if we can reconnect with her. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay. All right. The first assumption the court made was we can't know what a human being is and when its life begins. Well, we now know life begins at conception. So that assumption's out the window. Number two, abortion is health care involving a normal, responsible doctor-patient relationship, which we now know that's a lie because there is no consultation. Dr. Nathanson admitted that decades ago. Number three, motherhood and child rearing force upon the woman a distressful life and future. Well, that's not true. In fact, today, we all know that that's not true. There's adoption. There are there's all sorts of help out there. Number four, an abortion decision is truly voluntary and fully informed. Well, no, it's not because they're still being told the same lies they were told 40-some years ago. Number five, the risk to the women's health and life was far greater in carrying the child to full term than having an abortion. That's been medically proven totally erroneous, false. And then lastly, a woman faces significant difficulties as a result of a cultural stigma of unwed motherhood. Well, that's out the window as well, right?
Exactly.
All
right.
The assumptions that the court made, they're all wrong.
Mm-hmm. And of course, today in every state, there are safe havens. The law allows for a woman who does not want to care for her child to turn it over for adoption without penalty, right?
That's right. In all 50 states, and sorry for the background noise, all 50 states, a woman can drop off her infant, again, depending on how many days old or weeks old, but at fire departments. At rescue, fire departments, rescue squads, and hospitals in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And so, no charges will be brought against the mother for abandonment. And each state differs, on the time length, but everybody should look that up and find out what it is and what their state is and spread the word. Like, literally, a woman can go full term, give birth, and drop the baby off at the rescue squad.
Yeah, exactly. Terry, one of the other false narratives out there that was highly publicized, during the argument, the initial argument in 1973, that women were, in effect, doing their own abortions with coat hangers in back alleys. How really prevalent was that? Because that is being echoed once again. I just saw a woman on TV last night, and of all places, on Fox News carrying this deal. It was so reckless to have her echo that false narrative once again, saying that if this, if Roe is reversed, that we will have a return of women in the back alleys with coat hangers.
Well, the co-founder of NARO, Pro-Choice America, who trained Planned Parenthood doctors, reveals the falsehood of that claim. He himself said he used false statistics, false facts, i.e. lies. So he would tell the media that 1 million women a year were having back alley abortions and 5,000 to 10,000 women a year were dying due to complications of illegal abortion. All those numbers were bald-faced, bold lies. So the real numbers, according to Dr. Nathanson, on the high side, there are about 98 to 99,000 illegal abortions, not 1 million, and there were never 5,000 to 10,000 women dying a year. On the high side, it was 200 to 250. On the low side, you know, some years as low as single digits or in the 20s, but they were never, never 5,000 to 10,000. That was just a bald-faced lie. And then the other number that people, that he used was he would say, he would tell the reporters, and keep in mind, he's an authoritarian figure. He's an OBGYN.
Yeah, of course. This is like Dr. Fauci. This is like yesterday's Dr. Fauci, right? Okay.
Perfect analogy. Yeah. Yep. And he knew that. He told me. He said these young reporters were like wet clay in his hands. He could tell these young reporters anything, and they would turn around and report it as truth. So when I sat with Dr. Nathanson on this day, 12 years ago, by the way, this is the anniversary of when I...
To the day. Yes.
To the day. Mm. This is... Yeah. I can't bother. That's by the hand of God. I said, Dr. Nathanson, where did you get the 60% number that 60% of Americans want abortion on demand legalized? And he said, he raised his hand in the air, clenched his fist, pulled it down. He said, Terry, I pulled it out of thin air. He said it was never 60%. He said, when I would tell the media 60%, the real number was 0.1% of Americans wanted abortion on demand legalized. But he would tell the media 60%.
Yeah. This is the false narrative that has been lit up and has spread into this modern day, really, civil rights issue that is before us. And this is all coming to a head right now because people are realizing that it is a lie after all these years of experiencing, the lie of Dr. Bernard Nathanson and other pro-abortionists for what? I mean, here they are supposedly interested in women's health and women's rights, and at what cost? Now, do we know the number, Terry, today, as, in terms of, we talked about how many people died before Roe v. Wade as a result of an abortion. Do we know how many women have died since Roe v. Wade as a result of an abortion? Do we have those numbers?
Well, even if I had a number for you, which I don't, but it would be an incorrect number because most of those deaths go unreported, or they're reported
yes.
as, oh, she died of sepsis. Well, wait a minute. Why or how did she get sepsis? Oh, the abortionist nicked her intestines when he did the abortion and then shipped her off to the hospital and she died of a complication due to that. It's never, they try to cover this up big time. So number one, I don't have a number for you. And even if I did, it's still going to be a low-balled number because of what I just went over.
Well, and you mentioned Alan Parker, the attorney that we interviewed. He's representing some excess of 2,300 women who have had post-abortion issues and complications. We're not talking direct deaths necessarily, but they run the entire spectrum, don't they? And the reason I asked you that question, again, was to bring it out into the open so that people realize exactly what we're dealing with here, and taking it out of this propagandized media narrative that has influenced our worldview, right?
That's right. The whole thing, the entire industry, I encourage everybody, pull out your calculator. When Dr. Nathanson, when they overturned...
20 seconds left, Terry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a multi-billion dollar industry of killing babies, selling their baby body parts. It's this whole trickle-down economy, and it must come to an end. It completely violates the word of God. And God says that, he describes the nations that he's going to bless, right?
Exactly. Terry Beatley, founder of Hosea Initiative. Thank you, Terry.
Or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious?